speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Let's talk a little bit about Hillary Clinton, because as all of this news about Elizabeth Warren's ancestry is coming out, there was some breaking news from Babylon Bee, the satire site. And they said shortly after Elizabeth Warren released a DNA test that she may or that may not show that she is 1/1024th Native American, the failed presidential candidate and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton showed her DNA test that conclusively proved that she is only 50% reptilian. The test showed that only 50% of her blood comes from reptilian humanoids from space bent on destroying humanity. Babylon Bee quotes Hillary Clinton saying on an interview Sunday, "I am happy to announce that I am only half reptile. I hope my critics will think twice before calling me a space reptile now, since that's only half true. I'm only part lizard person. Thank you very much." Well, that's not the worst thing that's been said about Hillary Clinton.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am Pindar, the reptoid ruler of Earth. I've taken over InfoWars so that it will be politically correct now. Mr. Knight read from a satire article, BabylonBee.com, Hillary Clinton's release of DNA test results proving she's only half lizard. And Mr. Knight made a joke comparing it to Elizabeth Warren, and well, he's now gotten banned. Joining us is David Knight, still broadcasting on hundreds of radio and TV stations, and of course at InfoWars.com/show. Though Soros and I are working hard to stop that. But now you can't even make a joke, David. Perhaps we'll all be arrested for what we're doing now. Or is it that you know who is in command by who you can't criticize? Is it actually that David Icke could be correct and that I am actually a real reptoid 14 trillion years old from the planet Pindarius, and that Hillary is one of my hatchlings of true royal lineage, and that's why you're not allowed to criticize her? What do you think, Mr. Knight?
Well, I think if we could show that she was at least 0.09% reptilian DNA, then she would qualify just like Elizabeth Warren qualifies for being a Cherokee. But no, Alex, you know, when we look at the Elizabeth Warren thing, it should have been considered to be satire. And I thought it was perfect that the Babylon Bee did that story, saying that after looking at Elizabeth Warren's thing, Hillary had her own DNA test. And she said, "Those conservatives are lying. I'm not 100% reptilian DNA. I'm only 50%. Now, what the Daily Beast did was really reprehensible on a number of levels. They came out yesterday at 5:26 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. They came out and said Alex Jones and his InfoWars outlet were permanently banned from Twitter in September. This move seemed to be a death blow for InfoWars. Just weeks before, they've been kicked off of platforms like YouTube and Facebook. Now, of course, they don't mention the fact that YouTube and Facebook and Apple were colluding. They did it within hours of each other, all of them doing it at the same time. And then, of course, they also colluded with the press. And we saw this pattern happen again last week. So they're wringing their hands at the Daily Beast saying, well, they should be down, but they're still up. How are they still up? How are they still communicating with people? And how do we get them off of the remaining social media sites? And so they then cite me. They said, in fact, 2 months after Jones and InfoWars were supposedly shunned, a number of accounts remained live and tweeting. On Tuesday, the Twitter account for InfoWars Real News Show with host David Knight promoted Knight's claim that Hillary Clinton is, quote, 50% reptilian DNA. So they put that out there as if I'm taking that seriously. No, it is a satire. Elizabeth Warren's claims are satire.
And you joke about a satire article and make jokes. They then misrepresent that we're saying that we believe reptoids are running things when that's not what we've said. That's not what we do. This is a Gore mask from Star Trek. This is not real. It's a joke. And everybody knows that. They'll probably say, in fact, the last time I did this like 5 years ago, they said Jones thinks lizards are real and dressed up like one on the show, because they think their own readers don't get satire. This is the incredible mental illness of what these people are doing. And it just gets more and more and more insane, David.
So there is a classic David Knight segment from Real News with David Knight. And now we are here on the David Knight Show, and we are missing David Knight this morning. Now, he is in the middle of a very serious heart surgery right now. Our thoughts and prayers are with him. It's with a heavy heart that I'm kind of in uncharted broadcasting waters here today, but we're going to get through it, and we're going to bring you the news, because that's what we do here at InfoWars. That'll be happening on the other side of this break.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Good morning. Welcome to the David Knight Show on this New Year's Eve. And what an epic year it was indeed. We're going to be recapping that, filling in for David Knight here, Owen Schroyer. And the reason I'm filling in today, in case you have not heard, David had a massive heart attack over the weekend. And he is obviously not with us today, and he is currently undergoing some very serious heart surgery. Now, David is a fighter and a trooper, and he will be doing everything he can to pull through this. And very talented doctors, I'm sure, are doing their best right now to get David up and running at full steam again. And when he does, he will be right back in the saddle, because that's the man that David Knight is. So it's with a heavy heart we pray for David and his family this morning as he's undergoing some very serious surgery. I'm not sure if we will have an update today by the end of the David Knight Show. This could be a very long process, but I will be doing my best to fill in, giving you the news. Obviously, nobody can do what David Knight does here. He is our resident sniper, sharpshooter. So you're basically asking a shotgunner to come in here and do the long-distance shooting, but we're going to do our best to fill in for David. And we're going to have the phone lines open today if you want to call in for the entire 3 hours. 1-888-201-2244. And I'd be glad to take your calls on anything, but if you just want to call in and say a little prayer for David and his family on air, and just, you know, talk about why you love David Knight and this show and all the great stuff that he's covered over the years, we want to do that just to be in good spirits and to send some good graces David's way as he is undergoing surgery right now. And, you know, I remember first hearing David Knight, obviously filling in for Alex Jones, and his approach is so different. He is the professor. And, you know, normally there's like a stack of news about like 7 inches high on the desk that David's about to get into. I've got a little lighter load here today. But I always remember he was always just, that's why I call him the sniper of InfoWars, because he was always on target. And when he picked a subject, he was going to just make sure that it was just, he hit that kill shot every time with his story. And it's just, you know, incredible to think. I mean, because we're not going to do this for the whole show today, but we're going to be praying for David and thinking about him. But I just remember hearing this for the first time last night when I got the call, and it's not too often that I hit my knees in prayer, and that's probably just a pride thing that, you know, we all should do that more. But as soon as I heard that, I just hit my knees in prayer and just prayed to God to put his hand on David and David's family and the doctors that are going to be in charge of getting him up and running again. And I know that there's a lot of people praying for David, so he's going to pull through this. But it's impossible not to think about that, you know, when we're filling in here for him. So if you want to call in and say a little prayer for David on air and just send good gracious David's way here today, we'll be glad to take your call and to do that for the entirety of the show. 1-888-201-2244. But great guy, David Knight. Great family man. 3 kids. Beautiful wife. And just you know, represents the best of us. Represents the best of us here. So, our thoughts and prayers are with David, his family, and if you want to call in and share some of those with us, we'll be doing that as well. In the meantime, we do have some classic David Knight stuff that we will probably be airing today, so you can see some of that just a little bit throughout the show, and there is some kind of weird stuff out there that we've been covering. Like, you had the transgender individual at, I guess it was a GameStop or something, whatever, freak out, you know, wants to be a woman, wears the wig, the pink shirt, everything. And then as soon as someone says, hey, man, like, it's like, hey, dude, like, you know, whatever. I have friends that are female that I call dude and stuff, or guys. And all of a sudden it's, oh, you want to see a sir? And then they want to go out into the back alley. Of course, who really knows what that person wanted to do to them in the back alley? But I digress. The point is, it's strange behavior. And so, but that's one level of this. And I'm sitting back and I'm kind of reflecting on this video because you almost feel bad for this individual because this is obviously someone that's suffering from something mentally, something psychologically. I mean, maybe physically, maybe all three. And you see the suffering, but then the hatred and the vitriol comes out. And you have to start asking yourself something philosophically. And this is kind of where my mind went reflecting on this video. And then obviously the one in the vape shop, which I just think that's just straight up demon possession, which we'll talk about that. But so you've got, I don't know how many people in America, let's say, that are transsexual or transgender. And most of these people just want to mind their own business and they just are into whatever they're into and that's fine. And they're not going to offend anybody. They're not trying to ruffle anybody's feathers. They're just, you know, they want to be a woman or they want to dress like a woman, whatever. And so that's fine. That exists in America. And it's probably tolerated here more than any other country in the world. And then somehow we're supposed to like sit back and act like we hate these people. And that's the way the media projects it, even though it's a minor issue, if an issue at all. But then you look at an individual like this. And naturally, because of the PC culture and because of the way we've been told to tolerate even the most insane behavior, you're not allowed to say anything. So it's like, okay, you know, here you are. You know, oh, yes, have your moment of craziness. Oh, yeah. Oh, poor you. You're discriminated against, whatever. I mean, even though you're basically here, you got a 5 o'clock shadow. Looks like, you know, you just stuffed your bra and put on a jean skirt or something. But here's where it becomes such an issue culturally that then creates a bubble around individuals like this to get away with the most insane behavior that you've ever seen on display. So they create this environment now where you are not allowed to say anything bad about transgenders. You're not, in fact, I can't even say the word. Like, let's say I'm going to have my car fixed at a mechanic and I need a new tranny. You know what I'm saying? But I can't say that word in reference to a transsexual individual. Literally, that'll get you banned off Facebook. That'll get you hit on Twitter for a ban and everything. So there's this mystique, this veil of protection if you're transsexual in the PC culture where nobody can say anything negative. But I'm sitting here back and I'm saying, well, wait a second now. Think about the type of environment this creates for not just free speech, but for just addressing issues or discipline or anything. So now let's say, look, yeah, okay, the average transsexual person just wants to go out and live their life, not going to bother anybody. But you know what? Maybe there's one or two or three, who knows, thousands of transsexual individuals that are just like that guy that just want to harass people, that just want to use this veil that the PC culture has created over transsexual individuals to go out and just be a jerk. Oh, but see, I'm not allowed to say that. So you see what happens here? I got news for you. Transsexual people that don't want to be lumped in with people like that because they're insane, they don't want to be lumped in with people like that. They call behavior like that out. They say, hey, that has nothing to do with us. And guess what? They don't want to be beyond reproach either. They don't feel like they're above reproach just because they're transsexual or whatever it is. So this individual, though, because of the PC culture, believes that they can go out there and be so insane and so unhinged because of the veil of protection of the PC culture. That's why the PC culture has to die. Doesn't matter what you identify as. If you're a jerk, you're a jerk, and I can call you a jerk. Jerk. Been filling in for David for two segments, and I didn't even realize it. And I don't want to be the one that gets the David Knight Show banned from any other social media, but David Knight Show was actually hit with a ban on Twitter because he used a word that we're not allowed to use anymore. So, like, if I want to go to a mechanic and my transmission is shot and I say I need a new tranny, you know, but you don't talk about cars, you get banned. I didn't even realize that was the reason why David Knight Show was hit on Twitter for a ban. But glad I didn't use that in the wrong context. Wouldn't that be fun to fill in for David day one? Oh, sorry, David Knight Show canceled off every social media ever. That the fill-in host said he wanted to get a new transmission. So here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. And you know, this is not a joke thing when you start talking about your health. And when I heard about David's heart and the massive heart attack, you know, the first thing that came to my mind was just, really? Like, David, you wouldn't think about it. I mean, low blood pressure, this is not a man who's out of shape or suffers or struggles with weight issues or anything like that. I mean, healthy by standards that you would think. I mean, no warning signs, at least that anybody knew of here. And it's just like, boom, a serious situation. And I mean, it just makes you think. I mean, first of all, this just how precious and fragile life can be, but just your own health. And it's like, I don't nearly think about taking care of my heart enough. I mean, I eat red meat like twice a day. And it's like, you just sit back and you kind of think about it. It's like, man, you know, I need to start thinking about my diet. I mean, and it's just wild. And, you know, this isn't like a shameless plug thing, but I mean, we think about our health here. And we want you to think about your health, and that's why we sell products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I do everything I can. I take products and I exercise, but it's like you don't even think about your diet sometimes. You don't even think about how it catches up with you. You don't even think about long-term effects, and it's just like, I mean, you got to constantly be thinking about your health these days with everything in the water and the food and the environment. I mean, it's always been that way for humans, but I mean, there's no be all end all, but it's just like, I mean, I don't have kids, but you know, you just think about your kids, I would imagine, and just trying to be around on earth as long as you can just to see them have kids. And then if you can ever be a great grandparent, I mean, just unbelievable, but you just never know. You just never know. And I mean, it's just amazing. We can't say some things on air, you know, because of legal stuff, but I mean, the testimonials that I hear from people that take products from InfoWarsStore.com are just unbelievable. And we've got huge sales right now. It's actually the last day for these sales. It's the end of the year special. So it's basically just huge blowout clearance, like Cyber Monday, Black Friday. I mean, you name it. It's all combined in one. Free shipping store-wide. Free gift with every order. So that's two frees. You're already getting two things free. And then you've got double Patriot points. And then if you go and you look at all the InfoWars Life supplements, which again, Alex makes the best supplements because we know that health is a major concern of our audience and a major concern for anybody that's a thinking human. And all InfoWars Life supplements are at least 50% off, some discounted over 70% off. So you can try this stuff for yourself, ladies and gentlemen. But I mean, if it's not like, for example, I know that there's days where I'm not going to get all the vitamins and nutrients I need. It's already been evaporated, you know, out of the food. And, you know, so it's like, where do you get it? Well, we have Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com. So every morning I mix pomegranate juice, which I started having, getting high blood pressure in my early 20s. Nothing serious, but my doctor noticed it. I noticed it testing myself and I said, I need to do something. So I started mixing just raw pomegranate juice with Vitamin Mineral Fusion every morning. So there you go. It's a great thing. You get your vitamin A, you get your vitamin C. It's all in Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Just one scoop, boom. You put it in water every morning. You get all the vitamins and nutrients that you're probably not getting enough of every day. That's just one example. I remember talking to some family over Christmas. Someone was talking about having a thyroid issue or a friend of theirs having a thyroid issue, and they got prescribed some prescription drug. And then you go look at it, you read all the side effects, you know, everything you can imagine. It's like, they don't even tell you about iodine. That's like, you know, you're drowning in the ocean. Someone comes and hooks you up, brings you to the boat deck, and is like, "What does this person need?" And someone's like, "Get that person some water, or get that person some carbon or something." It's like, no, that person needs oxygen. It's like your thyroid needs the iodine, and they don't even tell you that. Well, we've got iodine at InfoWarsStore.com, and the most bioavailable iodine in three forms combined into Survival Shield X3 for daily use. Read all the reviews for yourself. 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And again, folks, free shipping, free gift, but this is the last New Year's Eve. I can't even believe it's New Year's Eve. Quite frankly, I'm just looking forward to like 24 hours off. I'm not even probably going to do anything tonight. Maybe like there's usually like a Three Stooges special on or something. But it's the final night for free shipping and 50% off, at least some even higher discounts at InfoWarsStore.com of all InfoWars Life supplements. So take advantage of that free shipping, everything at InfoWarsStore.com before the calendar flips to the new year. All right. I've already got callers lined up, but we're going to just start taking your calls in the next segment. And I know that a lot of people just want to call in today and just, you know, give a short prayer for David or just, you know, talk about, you know, how great David is and everything. And we're going to open up the phone lines. We'll have them open for all 3 hours today. And we're going to allow you guys to do that and just show your appreciation and send some good vibes David's way. But in this short 90 seconds here before we go to break, I was talking about the video of the transsexual individual that loses their minds or had already lost their minds and just kind of had a blow up moment there, which you feel like what a person like that is looking for, but, oh, I'm not allowed to say that because these are people that are beyond reproach. No, I don't care if you're transsexual, trans species, half man, half bear pig, or just a cisgendered individual. If you're acting like a jerk, you're acting like a jerk, and I should be able to call you out for it. So it's like this whole thing, and of course this is all the reversal of reality that these people engage in, where it's like, oh, if you just claim to be transgender or whatever you want, all of a sudden nobody can say anything about you, but you're supposed to be treated as equal. Even though we don't treat you as equal, we put you on a pedestal. But then there was the other video that went viral, and I'm not going to continue to cover this at length. Everybody's seen it. We had the guy on as a guest, but I've never heard anyone say this about the video from the vape shop where the guy goes in to buy the vape and the guy just freaks out on him wearing a Trump hat. And InfoWars is really the only people that ever talk about this. But here's the deal. These are demon-possessed people, ladies and gentlemen, and I feel bad for them. And I've talked about this before, how if you want to bring out demons in real life, this is not just me flapping my gums. This is me speaking from experience. Wear a Trump hat out. Wear a Trump t-shirt out. The demons that have possessed these people using the gateway of propaganda to enter their minds will be fully exposed when they see that hat, when they see that shirt. They cannot help it. Listen to that guy's screams and tell me that's not a demon-possessed individual.
Of deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Owen Schroyer filling in for David Knight today. Our thoughts and prayers are with David. He is having heart surgery right now. And we're going to take some of your calls and send some prayers David's way. But it has just been announced today that what we believed was true is now a fact. Elizabeth Warren has formed a committee now to seek the Democrat nomination for the 2020 presidential election. So that has me asking the question, which this is going to be a field of probably like maybe 20 people. I mean, this may be a bigger field than the Republican field from 2016, but this is how we can defeat Elizabeth Warren before her campaign even gets off the ground. Oh, wait, what's that? Oh, she already is defeated before her campaign gets off the ground. Oh, well. Let's just go ahead and do it anyway, then. If Elizabeth Warren wins the presidential election, is she the first Native American president? if Elizabeth Cherokee Nation, Choctaw Nation wins the 2020 presidential election, is she the first Indian president ever? See, this is how you just throw the leftist garbage right back in their face. How stupid does Elizabeth Warren look as the first Native American president? You just laugh at that. That's because it's so absurd. But that's the claim you'd have to make if she won. I mean, she's the one that says she's Native American. I mean, I saw her. She made the announcement that she's seeking the 2020 nomination. She came out of a teepee. She made herself. So I think we should all stand with Elizabeth Warren, because it's not about integrity. It's not about, you know, having the skills and everything to be the president. It's about what your identity is. And even if that identity is not your identity, if you claim it, then it's yours. And so I think Native American, American Indian, Elizabeth Warren, I'm pulling for her to be the first Native American president. That's the key. And then let's actually let her live that as her legacy. The whitest woman you can find. Ivy League educated, the whole nine. Oh, she's a Native American. She's the first Native American president. Oh, yeah. Congrats to Elizabeth Warren, the first American Indian president. Yeah, let's let her live that legacy. All right. Let's go to some of these calls today. I know that David Knight's audience is very loyal and is missing David Knight's coverage today. So let's go out to some of these loyal listeners that are missing David Knight today. Let's start with Sandy in Minnesota. Go ahead, Sandy. Thank you for calling in this morning.
Good morning, Owen. I'm so really honored to talk to you. Sorry it's under these conditions. David is such a good man, and, you know, I just want to say, first of all, to the family, you know, my father had a massive widowmaker heart attack, and he had three heart attacks after that and a couple strokes. Well, he is 100% healed due to the power of prayer. He's 86, and he's still going strong, even after they said, they call him the miracle man. So to the family, keep in the faith. Hold dear to your faith. You need to. It does help. Jesus is good. And so I'd like to say a quick prayer, if I could.
Go ahead.
Okay. Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning in request for David Knight's health. We ask that you please wrap your loving arms around him, his family and friends, all the InfoWars family. And we ask that you guide the physician's hands as they work on him this morning. Sweet, precious Jesus, please pour your precious blood upon his soul, that you may heal him completely head to toe. Put your everlasting peace upon his family, that they be reassured by your sweetest grace. And I place this request in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And you say, Father, in Matthew 18, 19, and 20, again, truly I tell you, if two of you on earth agree about anything they ask for, it will be done for them by the Father in heaven. For where two or three gather in my name, there I am with them. Amen.
Well, thank you, Sandy. And there's not too many audiences or people that host a show that you're going to have calling in and praying, and I know it means so much to the family, and I know that God's hearing your prayers and the prayers of everybody this morning that has David Knight in them. And
yeah, we have to have faith. It's what we have to have. And you know, it's so unfair, because every show you see of him, he does. I have faith that God's going to heal him, but it's unfair because he doesn't go off on tirades and rants and swearing and cussing. He's a good man, and we just love him.
I know. It's like David Knight represents the best of InfoWars, and he's the coolest head that we have here on air. you know.
And he's a true journalist. He's what it means to be a journalist. He's something to be looked up to as future journalists should be. And he will be back, and he will be healthy as a horse, and you watch.
Well, yeah, I think the doctor's next big problem, once they successfully complete the surgery today, is going to be keeping him from coming back to work. They're going to be like, hey, you know, you need to take some days off.
Yep, he's
and, tough. yeah, he'll probably just, you know, refuse that order. That's just the fighter that David is, and that's just his dedication that he
and
has to his work.
And my prayers are with all of you as well. This can't be easy for anybody.
Well, thank you, Sandy. And I mean, you know, and that's another thing. This crew specifically at InfoWars already suffered one devastating loss in 2018. We just saw the prayers and support pull through then. And it's just like, I just don't think there's an audience like that out there. I mean, it's more than just an audience. It really is a family. And I experience that when I go out on the road and I meet people and I talk to you guys, and you know, that's what makes us pull through, really, all the stuff that we deal with. So thank you so much, Sandy.
And all the things that you fight for, and you guys, all of you fight for every single day. And to think the man was banned from Twitter for a word, it wasn't meant to be derogatory. It wasn't meant to be mean or hateful. One word out of all the things, the good things that he has done and reported on fairly and truthfully and honestly, and that is just absolute. When are we going to say enough is enough of this? You know.
Well, only time will tell. I think it's already happening, but the power still lies, I guess, in the social media giants to just get away with it. And you know, we'll see what happens to them in the long run. But right now, there's no doubt they're censoring people that are just telling the truth, like David Knight. And that's pretty much where it's at now. And I think there's enough proof out there where, exactly like you said, a man like David Knight, I mean, the least offensive, you know, just has a title that has a word in it that they've deemed offensive. And they say, you're gone. But it wouldn't have been that way if David was some, you know, leftist reporter or some Hollywood star or, you know, I mean, I'm not saying these people don't have the right to exist on Twitter. But, you know, there's literal, like, porn that happens on Twitter, ladies and gentlemen, and
well,
they
it's
ban
not only
David
Knight, Twitter,
so.
it's you know, it's YouTube. There's the worst kind of filth on YouTube, and that's okay, that's fine.
But nobody thinks like that. Nobody thinks, oh, you know, they banned InfoWars because of X, they banned Alex Jones because of Y. No, they banned us because we're telling the truth. They banned us because we're a threat. Here's what it is, and thank you so much, Sandy, for the prayers and the calls. If the British Army in 1776 could have stopped Paul Revere's ride, do you think they would have? Do you think the British would have wanted to stop Paul Revere in 1776? I think they would have. That's why they're trying to stop InfoWars. David Knight Show here on this New Year's Eve morning, as we are about to put 2018 in the books. What a year it was. What a year it was. And we send one last final prayer out to David Knight and his family here in 2018, as David is in surgery right now after suffering a heart attack over the weekend. Owen Schroyer filling in for him. But we're sending prayers towards the family, and we're just remembering all the greatness that David brought to these airwaves every day here from 8 to 11 as part of our morning drive live broadcast as InfoWars has expanded. And David Knight was obviously an integral part of that expansion. Someone that's been here for so long, anchoring the nightly news, filling in for the Alex Jones Show, and of course hosting the David Knight Show right here from 8 to 11 at Infowars.com/show. So we are taking some calls right now. People sending prayers to David Knight and just good graces his way. Let's go out to Benny calling in from California. Go ahead, Benny.
Yeah, hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Owen. I'm just, you know, a little bit sad, bro. I heard the news last night, and I'm a big fan of InfoWars, a big fan of the David Knight Show. I start my job at 6 and 2:30, so David Show is the first show that I tune in, bro. And hearing you, you know, it's good to hear you, bro. You know, but I'm just want to send out my prayers and my condolences to the Knight family and all of you guys. You know, stay safe, stay healthy for 2019, brother. And, you know, I mean, I know it's been a couple of days, but I'm already missing my boy.
Oh, I mean, when you have your host that gives you the news and the way you want it, there's nothing better. And I know that you don't offend me when you're telling me, hey, I wish you were David Knight this morning. Trust me, I totally understand that. And he's going to be back. He's going to be back. The next challenge for the doctors is going to be to keep him from coming back, you know, right out of surgery probably. But we appreciate you so much for calling in, Benny, and we're glad that you can tune in at work. It's tougher now. Even David Knight, the best of us, even David Knight, they censor on YouTube and ban on Facebook and Twitter and everything, so... You know, that just tells you that his information is powerful.
And you know what? But the only thing that sucks right now, Owen, I feel that, you know, I mean, we're getting back from everywhere that we need to set up a little GoFundMe account to help him with his hospital bill. You feel me? That's the only thing I feel that it's messed up with these big tech companies that they're not even letting us do that. You feel me? But, well, you know, I'm praying.
You know, and it's amazing. It's amazing, too, because... There have been so many different things on GoFundMe or these other crowdfunding raising sites. And it's like, I think the one site, I kind of lost track of it, but there was one like, you know, build a wall. But yeah, it's like if you're a conservative and you have some sort of fundraising you want to do, they'll ban you. You know, even though they're going to take like a 15% cut, these people sacrifice their own capitalist goals for their political agenda, you know?
Yeah, it sucks, man. But you know what? My heart and prayers. I'm praying for my boy. I know he's going to come back sooner and stronger than ever for 2019. Happy New Year's to all the Info Warriors. I love you all, and I'm supporting you guys, man.
Thank you so much, Benny. And I do agree with you. I think David Knight, that's the first thing I prayed for, just, you know, let David Knight come back stronger than ever. You know, that's the best way to beat this stuff and put it behind you. But, you know, it's funny because I said something, and I want to be clear. Look, the left in America, from Twitter to Facebook to GoFundMe to you name it, you know all of them, they are sacrificing their capitalist goals, their bottom line, their profits for their political agenda. Now, I'm not insulting them for doing that. I'm simply pointing that out so that you understand where they're at philosophically and where the left is at in their dedication, and we have to be at that same level. So whether that's supporting InfoWars or supporting the local stations that we're on, or you doing your own thing, getting active, supporting whatever it is that you want to support and get involved in, I mean, that's the level of dedication that the left has in America right now that, quite frankly, never has been and will not be, or maybe it will be, matched by conservatives on the right. And that's because conservatives in general are just more independent thinkers. Conservatives in general are just more conservative when it comes to their finances, so they don't do the same type of stuff the left does in their just desperate ignorance and insanity right now. But that's where they're at right now, totally willing to sacrifice it all for their political agenda. And if people aren't willing to do that for America, because these people are willing to do that to destroy America, if people aren't willing to do that to save America, America will not be saved. But we do that every day here, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and go off too much about it because I want to take another call here. But when Alex Jones expanded InfoWars live broadcast, I mean, he takes a hit. That's his money investing into new shows to expand InfoWars live coverage, expand our ability to hit more people and just have different flavors of news. And that's millions of dollars that Alex Jones could just be saying, I'm going to take this and put it into my bank account and take care of my family. So Alex puts his skin in the game. That's what InfoWars is all about. David Knight puts his skin in the game, coming to work every day, just ignoring probably maybe what he knew was going on with his heart. He's just a fighter. He just says, I'm going to work today. I don't need to think about my health. Because that's what a classic man does. He doesn't even think about it. It's not even an arrogance or a pride thing. It's just a man thing. Oh, but you know what? I'm not even allowed to say that because that's offensive to women probably. Let's go to Chase calling in from Oregon this morning. Go ahead, Chase.
Hey, man. I'm so happy to talk to you, Owen. I'm really sorry to hear, you know, about David I heard last night. I just want to say I listen to his show every day because I get ready for work. You know, it starts at 6 in Oregon, and I turn it on. I get in the shower, listen on my way to work, and I think it's just a hidden gem. I like it better than, no offense, I like it better than the War Room and Alex's show as well. So I do listen to those because I drive for a living, so I could just listen all day. But, man, I've been listening to InfoWars for years, like 2006, I think. And I just want to say that one, that first caller you had is spot on. You need to pray. People don't realize how powerful it is because you hear, you know, thoughts and prayers a lot. It becomes a cliche. But you need to take a moment. It needs to be private. You need to not be multitasking. You're talking to, the creator of the universe. Nothing is too hard for him. Take a moment, be respectful, and be like, look, if it's your will, there's a lot of people out there that are missing David right now, and there's a lot of power in that. Again, I just want to say I really appreciate what you guys do, and I know he's going to get better, and I look forward to a great, 2019 with you guys.
Well, let me tell you, Chase, thank you so much for the call, and God bless you for your kind words. Trust me, there's no offense here or from Alex that you like David Knight more than either one of us. That's why we expand. Hey, I understand. I'm a loudmouth sometimes. I get fired up. I get red and, pound the desk sometimes. Alex does, and people can't stand that. I don't take that offensively. That's fine. Some people like that. David Knight's approach is unique and great, and people love him for that. So trust me, there's no offense. That's why we expand our broadcasting because, hey, you know what? There's probably people that tune in and see me and think, oh, here's a young guy. I don't need to listen to him. So, okay, I lose that audience, but they might tune in to Dave and say, wow, this is a very experienced man. This guy probably knows what he's talking about. I'm going to give this guy a chance. And then all of a sudden, they've got the David Knight Show on every morning. So trust me, there's no offense saying you like the flavor that David Knight brings to the table more than anything else we offer here. That's why we expand. That's why we offer different takes, and it is different takes, but we all have the same goal. We all have the same agenda. And, you mentioned the cliche of thoughts and prayers. You know, it's so true because really the same people that make that the cliche are the same people that demonize God, the same people that say Jesus Christ wasn't the Son of God, isn't the Messiah, the same people that want God removed from the schools and the Ten Commandments, the same people that laugh at people that are faithful. But then they say thoughts and prayers. And so this pattern really, I mean, people don't even know what that means to pray. They don't understand the power of prayer. They don't understand the power of a community coming together to pray and just put the energy of thought into the world, into God's universe for an individual or for a cause. And it, like you said, it's just a prayer, thoughts and a prayer. It's just a hashtag. They don't actually pray. They don't actually hit their knees. They don't actually read the Bible. And so these are the people that the world looks up to. And so then they, just say thoughts and prayers, but they don't actually know what prayer is. But you know what? This audience does, and the power of prayer is real, and they know it, and that's why they're praying for David Knight. We all are this morning.
Liberty, it's your move. This is the David Knight Show.
I'm David Knight with the Nightly News. Now, this quote was written 9 years before the financial crisis of 2008, but it came from a book that was written in 1990, had the same ideas from the same authors. 18 years before the financial crisis. The fourth turning is due to begin shortly after the new millennium, midway through the 00 decade. About the year 2005, a sudden spark will catalyze a crisis mood. Remnants of the old social order will disintegrate. Political and economic trust will implode. Real hardship will beset the land with severe distress that could involve questions of class, race, nation, and empire. The very survival of the nation will feel at stake. Sometime before the year 2025, America will pass through a great gate in history, commensurate with the American Revolution, Civil War, and twin emergencies of the Great Depression and World War II. The basis of this prediction is a cyclical view of history that Strauss and Howe discovered by going back through American and English history back to the mid-1400s. And they discovered that just as we have seasons of weather, we have seasons of society. And just as we don't know the exact date that winter is going to come, or whether it's going to be a harsh or a mild winter, we do know that it's going to follow fall, and we do know the approximate time that it's going to come.
We take a close look at the rhythms of American history, and in our book we make the following big prediction, that beginning about 10 years from now, America is due to enter an era of crisis, an era of political and social upheaval that will last around 20 years or so until the late 2020s. We call this era a fourth turning, and we think it's going to be a big threshold for the history of our nation. It's going to be something on par with World War II and the Great Depression, or going back the length of a human lifespan before then, the Civil War, or going back the length of another human lifespan, the American Revolution. It could be a time of tragedy or a time of great opportunity.
What they found was that societies will go through four phases of high, awakening, unraveling, and crisis. Humans go through four phases of life: childhood, young adult, midlife, and elderhood. And they noticed generations where people have shared experiences and attitudes are spaced about 20 years apart. And generations are shaped by where their childhood falls within the phases of society. Now, this got my attention because I noticed that there was a repeating pattern of about 72 years between significant dates in American history as well as some other histories. For example, if you go from the time the U.S. Constitution was written in 1789 to the beginning of the Civil War, 1861, that's 72 years. Another 72 years takes us to 1933, the beginning of the New Deal, another major transformation of American society. If you go another 72 years, that took us to about 2005. Exactly where Strauss and Howe had predicted a major crisis and change would occur. And in addition, if you look at the Russian Revolution, from 1917 to 1989 was about 72 years. So it seemed to fit with a life cycle of humans. In a cycle, four generations, 20 years apart, are shaped by when their childhood falls within that cycle. And the names they use in their book, The Fourth Turning, come from the biblical account of Exodus. For example, you have one generation as a prophet generation. Now think of Moses calling a generation to change. The next generation, the nomad generation, wandering in the wilderness, a period of crisis and restlessness. The following generation would be a hero generation. Think of the Joshua generation taking a promised land. That often involves a major war. And then finally, an artist generation, the generation that builds a new society. Well, where does Strauss and Howe think that we are in this cycle? The researchers see the millennial generation, those born between 1982 to 2004, as the hero generation. And they see our society entering a fourth turning, a crisis period where society will be fundamentally transformed as it was with the American Revolution, the Civil War, or the New Deal. And the last time we faced a fourth turning was the Great Depression and World War II. Strauss and Howe's predictions of 22 years ago now look prescient. And we can see the storm surge coming in our society at our time, just as if a hurricane was approaching the shore. Now, our government has been undermining the foundations of liberty for a long time. And the question is, will you be a sandbag to help hold up and protect liberty, or will you stand by as it gets swept away and we enter a new dark age of authoritarianism?
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
You know, I gotta tell you, the hypocrisy of the left in America right now and the Democrat Party is just sickening. And I'm not saying Republicans are perfect. Trust me, I'm no Republican. But, I mean, you talk about just a two-faced phony liar like Chuck Schumer. I mean, all you have to do, all these people, Feinstein, Schumer, Pelosi, Waters. You just even Obama. You just take clips of them from like 8 years ago compared to clips of what they're saying now. Just a totally opposite. They are charlatans. They will say anything and everything they can to do whatever it is to deceive you. And it just makes me sick that they think they can get away with it because Americans are that brainwashed. But Americans are waking up. Now, I got to tell you something, folks. We've got huge specials happening at InfoWarsStore.com right now, including free shipping store-wide, 50% off at least, some up to 75% off all supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. All of our InfoWars Life supplement line is at least 50% off, 50% off emergency food supplies. So there's all these great specials. But I want to tell you something right now about one of my favorite products. I can't say my favorite. Maybe it is my favorite. I don't know. But that's Bodies. Okay? Now, let me tell you why I love Bodies. On Saturday, if anybody who knows me knows, I'm kind of a fitness freak. And so over Christmas, I didn't really get much exercise. And, I drank probably unhealthy amounts and ate like, a glutton. And so Saturday, basically, I did everything I can to just burn all of that off. I had a three-hour workout, and I just destroyed myself at the gym for 3 hours. And I got to tell you, I was extremely sore, obviously, yesterday and even this morning. But I'm going to be back at the gym tonight because of Bodies. I will take now, normally, I just do two of them after a workout, but today I'm going to double down and do four, probably. And I'm going to do two about an hour before I work out. And all the soreness that I'm dealing with will just ease away. It'll just Bodies right away. And as soon as I hit the mat and start stretching and everything, all the achiness and soreness that would keep me from going to the gym tonight and having an effective workout will be gone. So for me personally, I love using Bodies because I can go break down my muscle tissue at the gym and you deal with the inflammation and the soreness. I can hit the Bodies, and it, just like in the title, it eases it. So that's why I love Bodies. For me, it's great for someone that goes and just torments themselves in the gym. It's kind of like healthy. I need it just to blow off steam, but I've also kind of always just been into it. So that's why I love Bodies with all the great 5-star reviews at InfoWarsStore.com. But other people love it for other reasons. Some people deal with inflammation in their knees and joints just because they just deal with it. The Bodies helps them. Some people have jobs where they have to stand on their feet 8 hours a day, and the Bodies helps them. So everybody likes it for their different reasons. But I got to tell you, I mean, the Bodies, this is the real deal at InfoWarsStore.com. And all of our products are. But for me, it's just easier because, I mean, this is what we do. We fund ourselves. You know, we're totally independent with InfoWarsStore.com. We've got all these great supplements. I mean, so many. And it's like, I don't need to use all of them. I mean, I do use some of them. But this is one I use every day. I will always use this supplement that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you're somebody that deals with soreness or you just want kind of a little ease to your soreness after a day at the gym or, you know, you stand on your feet all day, your ankles get inflamed, you want a little relief, Bodies, whole body support at InfoWarsStore.com. You will not regret it. So that's just a product that I use every day that I can just sit here and vouch for and tell you is the real deal. Now, I'm filling in for David Knight today. He is in the middle of heart surgery right now. We've been thinking about him and praying for him all morning. And we've been taking your calls on this as well. If you want to call in and just share a prayer, and just send some good graces David's way and his family's way this morning. We're doing that. And we've got Shelby on the line right now calling in from Utah. So let's go ahead and go back out to the phone lines here to Shelby. Go ahead.
Good morning, Owen. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. Sometimes it takes me a while to get up and going, but luckily I've got the Patriot Blend Coffee at InfoWarsStore.com to keep me going.
It's good stuff. I first off want to say thank you guys for all of your specials. We're stocked up for 6 months on everything. We've got DNA for us, all of it, everything. So
that's the way to do it, right? You just do the bulk shopping while it's 50% off.
Yes. Oh my gosh. And we gave a ton away to our friends and family. So that was it was very nice to be able to give, like, you were saying that the Bodies is your favorite. I love the, I can't even think of what it's called. The, Happy, the tincture. The
Happies.
Happies, yeah. That's what it's called. Mm-hmm. Okay, I take it every day. I love that too. So, and I gave it to my daughter who's been struggling with depression, and so we're excited to see how that's going to work for her. So,
wow. Well, you know, keep us updated about that. That's good stuff because, you know, it's a serious thing, and it's not something that I use. I kind of like being a little enraged half the time, but but this is a serious thing. You know, people deal with this, and the medical industry wants to shove a bunch of pills down your throat that just don't do you much good. And so, if that's something that works for you and your family, that's awesome. And let us know if that's the case.
I will. We got her a 3-month supply, so we'll see how that goes. And I've been using it now since you guys came out with it. I used to use the Neurofusion from the Health Ranger, but I've been using the Happies. So that was the first thing I wanted to say. The other, I wanted to just say that we love David Knight, and we'll be praying for him out here in Provo. I'm a barista, and so it's kind of a liberal job anyway. And his voice is something that people can just, everybody gets along with. Nobody has ever, if I listen to Alex or you, people kind of, you know, will like perk up a little and listen, and then we have conversations. But with David Knight, it just seems like anyone can listen to him. He is like the professor. You said that earlier, and that's how I feel about him. He's like a teacher. He's like a father figure teacher. And he can speak to anyone, people who are uneducated and educated. I feel like he talks to all of us the same. And I really, really love that about him.
So. Well, he's not just a father figure. I mean, he's also a great father, and he's got three kids. And, you know, I know that they're with him, praying for him, praying with us right now. But, you know, it's funny because exactly like, I mean, I have the warning on the War Room that I normally host from 3 to 6 p.m. here. But I have the warning like, you know, warning, this broadcast is offensive, you know, may trigger snowflake and stuff. David, I mean, again,
people.
It's like if you're offended by David Knight, but if you're offended by David Knight, you're just offended by the information because he's the nicest, classiest guy. You know what I'm saying? So you're just offended by the fact that he has the information.
Well, and I loved what he did with the Bundy Ranch and things. He just goes for the underdog. And I love that about him. I just love it. And I just love listening to his voice. I love being educated. And I just love him. So we just wanted to let you guys know that we're thinking about him and that our prayers are with his family as well. So,
well, thank you so much, Shelby. And it says here you called in your daily listener. I know that there's so many people out there just like you. And it's amazing out there on the West Coast, the left coast, where you get up and it's 6 a.m. When David goes live. But I know there's so many people that start their morning with David, and it's the perfect cup of coffee of information and news to start your day. Yeah,
it is. Oh, and I also want to say we love Infocoms too. That's how we found out about David last night, and we actually have found a few other like-minded people out here in Utah that we wouldn't have found without.
You know, I'm glad you said that because I don't have the opportunity to host this show every time and mention that. In fact, this is the first time I've hosted the David Knight Show today. But yeah, you know, Infocoms is something I started. It was kind of a spinoff of the InfoWars Army, if you will. And it's been so amazing. People have gone there, and it's infocoms.org. InfoWarsArmy.com is the original mothership there. But infocoms.org is where we go. And yeah, people can go there, communicate, find out updates about InfoWars, find like-minded people. That's really why I put it.
More people should do it. It's a good thing. It's a very.
So you're saying, though, you actually got on there and you found other like-minded people in Utah?
Yes. Oh, yeah. We're getting together with people. Yeah. You really have opened up a whole other community that we wouldn't have found otherwise.
Oh, that's my gosh. That's the whole purpose why I started. It's been so amazing. And it's because of you, the audience, ladies and gentlemen. We put out the ideas, but you bring them to fruition. Thank you so much for the call, Shelby. David Knight Show. Owen Schroyer filling in today. I'm going to take some more of your calls here. People sharing their thoughts and well wishes and prayers to David Knight this morning. He is in surgery right now, undergoing a heart surgery as he had a heart attack over the weekend. So our thoughts and prayers, obviously, with David Knight and his family here today, that he not only pulls through with a full recovery, but even comes back stronger and more effective than ever. Now, there's one thing about the left in America, and this is not a biased partisan thing, and it's always going to be portrayed that way because that's just the nature of the beast, but this is just calling it like it is. The left in America is the party of cultural appropriation, and the left in America is the party of stolen valor. And so, what am I talking about? Well, the left puts quote-unquote minorities on a pedestal and then claims to be a minority when they're not. Perfect example, Elizabeth Warren. And in fact, it's not even that I'm using Elizabeth Warren for this example that I'm about to show of a real Native American. But the point is, that's what they do. And so then it becomes this vacuum, which is a whole nother issue that I really should get into, this vacuum of opinion that's actually a fake vacuum but still exists. It becomes this vacuum where the left, because they go with identity politics as their, I mean, that's basically the foundation that everything stems off of identity politics for the left when it comes to issues and policy. So let's just take an issue like Native Americans. The left will sit here and they'll claim to be the voice of every Native American ever, even though they try to steal their valor like Elizabeth Warren. And then if you don't, and this applies for the left, really probably more than anything, how they treat black people, how racist the left is against black people and the cultural appropriation they do. And then they claim that they have to control the way black people think. And if you don't think like a leftist, then all of a sudden you lose your black card or you're a racist, you're an Uncle Tom. So this is what the left does. But here's an example where the left will have you believe, because they do their virtue signaling for Native Americans, that Native Americans in America hate this country, their land was stolen, they're the worst and everything. But you know what? Let's actually take a look at some real Native Americans and some of their heritage and their culture that still exists, and then how that actually has now intertwined with the modern day America that they don't hate, but they actually appreciate. And so the left will never understand this. But here's a video of a Native American who is in the Army who just returned from duty and receives a welcome back from his actual tribe that his family comes from. This was at an airport. The left will tell you that something like this could never happen. Here are actual Native Americans celebrating the return of a great military serviceman.
This is amazing.
For a radio audience, they're standing at an airport, and the young man is in his army uniform with a headdress on, and the leaders are playing some drums and doing a chant right here in honor of his return. Something ancient from their culture that they still apply to the modern day, celebrating a young man who fights, celebrating a warrior who returns home. And then they pan the camera, and there's, it looks like about 100 people maybe there from his family standing and watching and just audience observing.
It's wonderful. God bless the military. God bless this young man.
So there you go. I thought that was really cool, really beautiful. You don't see too much culture these days. You really don't. And it's kind of a funny thing how people want to celebrate culture and everything. Well, culture, what culture? I mean, the only culture that this country really unites behind is a cell phone or a football game. But that's something ancient. It's about celebrating a man, a warrior, who puts it all on the line. And when he returns, he gets the hero's welcome. And so I thought that was great, but you know, a leftist would tell you that any Native American should hate this country and they won't celebrate the military. No, that's not true. That's a deranged, authoritarian leftist viewpoint. So I just wanted to share that because I thought that was cool and powerful stuff there. As Elizabeth Warren, though, is about to run for president in 2020, and if she wins, she'll be the first Native American president. Boy, is that not so ridiculous. But that's the story that they'd have you believe. I mean, she's the one that claims to be Native American. So yeah, if she wins, she's the first Native American president. Whiter than a lily flower. Wow. All right. Let's go back out to the phone lines. A lot of callers today wanting to share some good thoughts and send some prayers David Knight's way and his family's way. Let's go to actually David calling in here from Wisconsin. Go ahead, David.
Hi, Owen. How are you today?
I'm doing good. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I just wanted to thank you for filling in for David and thank you for playing that old clip from the nightly news. I've been a big fan of Alex and, you know, you and Roger for a while, but I really want to just mention that David Knight has been the calm and collected voice of the Liberty Movement and a constant critic of the criminal conspiracy that is the Federal Reserve. And our thoughts and prayers are with him here in FEMA Zone 5, without question.
Well, look, people say, hey, I like David more than you or whatever. I don't take offense to that. David is great at what he does. Like you said, he is, I mean, I it's like the professor. You know, he's going to come and he's going to give you the information and he's able to maintain a cool head. I'm trying to do that this morning because I want to just be paying my respects to David Knight. But it's like, I start covering this news, man. And it's like I take the governor off and I start, you know, exploding and yelling sometimes. And people, and that's what they say. It's like, oh, that's just an act. No, that's just passion. We care about what we cover here. We're actually real. David Knight cares about getting information out. And in his mind and his approach, he wants to be as effective as possible. So he gives you all the information, cool, calm delivery. And like a professor does, just wants to give you the best information in the most effective way.
And yeah, I don't want to come off that I prefer one show over the other. I think they're all different flavors of kind of the same news approach, libertarian-minded conservatism, with some Christianity there. Of course, that's always good. But I have to admit, I'm a little shaken up after hearing about his health scare. So I apologize for being, I don't want to say nervous, but a little upset this morning.
Well, you know, you're not alone in that boat. I can tell you, it was the last thing I was thinking I was going to hear from a phone call yesterday. And it's the last person that you would expect here. I mean, you know, but it just shows you again how fragile life is, how important it is to take care of your health, and you don't even think about it, you know. But David's in surgery right now. We're all praying for him, and he's going to be back here. He's going to be back in the saddle here as the professor and the as you said, the calm voice of liberty here.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. It's the David Knight Show.
We're back here live on this New Year's Eve morning. Owen Schroyer filling in for David Knight here on the David Knight Show. Sending all of our thoughts and prayers to David Knight as he is having heart surgery right now. And I know that the entire InfoWars family is praying for him. And those prayers are going to help him pull through and his family stay strong in this. We are keeping the phone lines open here right now. 1-888-201-2244. If you want to call in, send your prayers to David, some well wishes. Or if you want to talk about something, I mean, I've got news here I haven't even really gotten into. Because quite frankly, I don't even feel justified trying to cover news on the David Knight Show because his coverage is so in-depth. It's almost like I don't even want to get into some of these stories because I don't have all the in-depth information like the level that David Knight would bring. But you do have some stuff right now. You know, David Knight actually was one of the people, probably one of the leading voices in covering this. I mean, obviously, Alex Jones has been covering this for a while, but there was a story out of Axios today, which is just covering a story that's old, but it talks about how retailers are banning cash. And so basically everything is going to this digital marketplace, and it's not really something you think about, you know, because it's still convenient for us to use, and We don't think about the money supply being digital and what repercussions that might mean, or what that means about who controls, money. What that means, can somebody, it's easy for people to hack, your bank account or your credit card or something like that and steal from you. So there's all these pluses and minuses, the convenience factor, but they really are going for a cashless society because it's a lot easier to control a digital currency than people that just have cash. And, you don't really know at the time where all the cash might be. But you think about it, and I think the actual number is, and maybe somebody can actually find this, I think the number is like 90% of the U.S. dollar now is digital. It's like only, or maybe even less than that, but it's something astronomical. But I mean, you think about yourself, you think about your own finances. I mean, what percentage of your own money do you have in actual cash? And there's been things in the past where banks will shut down because they're out of cash. You can't make a withdrawal. And so the scary part of the cashless society is just who has the control. So let's see what we got here. So, I'm not sure. I don't think that's the number I was looking for, though. But that's okay. That's okay. But it's basically like we're pretty much already in a cashless society is what I'm saying. I mean, yeah, there's plenty of cash out there. But when you look at the overall aggregate, it's like none. Okay, so 8. And that's just the world currency. So this is just stuff that we're just kind of pulling up right now on an SEO, a search engine here. 8% of the world's currency exists as physical cash. We're seeing some numbers, 10% in the United States. That was the last number I remember seeing. It was about 10 or 9%, because that story was maybe over 10 years old. I think it was like 9 or 10% was the last thing. So we're already in this cashless society. And it's all in the same vein. Again, another thing that David Knight covers so well, where you make the automated cars, the automated banks, everything going digital, because it's so much easier to control everything on a digital grid when instead of you have humans in control of the activity via actual physical cash or via actually driving the car. And it's wild to think. But I mean, you're talking about, I mean, I look at generational differences just for me as somebody that's not even 30 yet. I can't even imagine, looking and observing time and history for somebody that's double my age, in their 60s or something. But there's going to come a time where I'm an old curmudgeon and I'm looking at the world that doesn't even know how to drive a car, tie a shoe, make a phone call, add cash or even know what cash is. But that's like, that is the future in 30 years. And, this doesn't mean I'm a Luddite. It doesn't mean it can't be good. Technology advances are good. But it's the scary thought of the control over a digital cash system and how it can be rigged and manipulated. Just like it's the scary thought of control over an automated car system where, for me, I don't care how convenient an automated car is. A, I like driving, but B, I like being in control. But that's like the weird generational thing that's happening now. Slowly, people don't like being in control of themselves. And it's really a laziness thing and an excuse thing. But like that's kind of like the new generational push with younger generations where they don't want to be in control of their life. They don't want to be in control of stuff. It's easier for the machine to do it. And part of that, you understand, technology advances and grows and convenience factors weigh in. And for some people, they really are too busy to do this. But it's going to reach a time where just new generations of people are just so lazy and so inundated with the technology that they don't even want to do things for themselves. Oh, driving a car? That's a pain in the ass. I don't want to drive a... Geez, driving a car to the grocery store? Oh, my gosh. Or even doing my grocery shopping? Cooking for myself? But that's where society is headed. And so you say, sure, it's good. Let's bring in technology. But the automation factor has a bit of a scary side to it. the digital currency factor has a bit of a scary side to it. But we don't even think about this, and then it just becomes a generational thing, and you're just like, oh, the old heads, the codgers over here just are Luddites, and they don't like seeing advancement of technology. Well, that's because you see generations shift, and you see what humanity was or what it meant to be a man or a woman slowly deteriorate away. And now they say there is no such thing as a man or a woman. And then it just all comes back to what the Bible said in the end game. Take the mark of the beast. You don't have any identity. You don't have any independence. You just take the mark of the beast, and now you're just in the system. You're in the digital system. You're just a number. You're just a digital footprint now. And you can just be erased like that. Doesn't matter, because all you are is a digital number. And I just, what I don't understand about it is, where is the attraction to all of this? A perfect example is this cell phone. I obviously use this cell phone for work. I call people, message people, stay in touch. Great tool right here. Very addictive. But I hate this thing. I mean, I seriously cannot stand this thing, this Imperial Probe Droid, social media, all this crap. But there's an obsession that people have with it, and they can't. It's almost like air. I mean, you see this. I mean, it's like people's cell phone dies, their cell phone dies, and they go into a panic mode. Or it's like your battery is getting low, and you start to get depressed. That's not good. That's not natural. But this is where it's all going with the technology. And we don't even really take a second to say, what is this doing to our society? What is this doing to our culture? What is this doing to our youth? What is this doing to our humanity? We just say, hey, this is convenient. This is cool. Let's just do it. And so then we don't even think twice about rolling out 5G technology. We don't even think twice about rolling out the GMOs. Oh, and by the way, all the glyphosates that have been in the Monsanto products that have been getting in the food and water and everything, they've been dealing with these lawsuits for I think maybe more than a couple, at least a decade now. And now it's all finally starting to catch up. They're admitting glyphosates could cause cancer. They're admitting it's getting into everything. They're having to settle all these class action lawsuits. And it's like, people were warning you about that 10 years ago. You should have listened then. Well, the government is shut down, but Robert Mueller and his team of Democrats trying to destroy Donald Trump, his family, and this country are still allowed to operate. It's funny, the government shutdown is like the fakest news of all, really, when you think about it. What is shut down? Well, I know for a fact that when the government shuts down, you can't go up in the arch in St. Louis. Well, that's BS. You can't go to Ellis Island and see the Statue of Liberty. Well, that's BS. Probably shut down Mount Rushmore, too. Who knows? Maybe you can't even go look at the Grand Canyon. Ooh, the government shut down. Don't look at the Grand Canyon. But like, you know, Robert Mueller spending $30 million on some fake investigation started by some fake dossier. Oh, yeah. Dianne Feinstein, she's still going to get paid. And Chuck Schumer, I mean, these guys are still getting paid. But, oh, the government shut down. Oh my gosh, the government shut down. It's so sad. It's destroying people's lives. Oh my God. Give me a break. I say we just shut the government down. Just see what happens, you know? Shut the government down. Send all the troops to the border. You know, there was a report I didn't get to last week. John Stossel did a great investigative report on this bathroom. I think it was in New York or Chicago. They budget out this bathroom for $400,000. Nice public bathroom, like six toilets, you know, something like that. Three men, three women. Who knows? You got to throw someone in there for a dolphin or something. And it's $400,000. We're going to build this brand new public bathroom. Oh, okay. project's not even done yet, and they've spent $2 million. And I just look at this story, and it's a microcosm of something that happens. If this was done in the private industry, the bathroom would have cost $100,000, and it would have been done in a week. But because it's done by the government, it costs over $2 million, and it can't even get done. And we want the government to run our healthcare? And we cry when the government shut down? The government cost us way too much money and sucks at its job. In any sane society, shutting down the government is the logical conclusion. But see, then rats like Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi couldn't rob this country dry. And then Feinstein, who knows what she's doing with Chinese spies under her employ for 20 years. Hillary Clinton, who knows what she's doing with a Chinese server connected to her illegal server so they can just get right in there. They don't need to hack. They don't need to send Hillary an email. They got the access. They're in the damn door. Oh boy, but Trump, Russia, yeah, that's the situation here. And, 10 days of a government shutdown now, but Robert Mueller and his team of Democrats, they're still going to get Trump. They're going to get that bad Trump. They're going to get that Russian agent. And they're going to spend your money to do it. You. Let's go back out to the phone lines. Jefferson calling in from Virginia. Go ahead, Jefferson.
Good to talk to you, Owen. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
We should be doing more than just praying for David Knight. We should also be praying for his surgical team to be at their best. God should be in their hands doing the work.
That's right. You know, we do have great doctors. I mean, we talk about the medical industry and Western medicine, but there's no doubt when it comes to, going under a knife or fixing something like a broken leg, it is the best. And we do have great doctors here that are very, very capable.
Let's hope so. All the best. But if Dick Cheney can have like four heart attacks and two heart transplants and a mechanical heart put in for a little while and still be with us, certainly David Knight should live another 30, 40 years.
Well, there's no doubt Dick Cheney has had things done in surgery that the rest of the population does not get access to. I mean, there's just no doubt. I mean, there's no way the guy is like, I mean, when it comes to records for like heart attacks and stuff, I mean, he's got all of them. Is that in the movie Vice? I haven't seen it. I wonder if any of that's in the movie Vice.
Yes. Yes, it's in there.
It is?
Lots of it. Yeah, he has like three heart attacks on screen, and then the heart transplant is a huge part of the narrative. Actually, at the end, to that point, technology that they have access to that we don't. Last night on Counterthink, Mike Adams was talking about tabletop fusion, how that was brought to the public's awareness in 1989, and then it was shut down by the media and. The elite said you can't have tabletop fusion. It actually works, but you're not supposed to know about it, and that the Navy is actually making use of that. But civilians don't get used to it.
Well, and I think, honestly, I kind of had this whole thing myself, and I'm not going to go off on this leg here, but like I kind of, in my spare time, when I'm done with my political routine and getting the news and current events, I like to go into the paranormal and look at UFO videos and stuff. It's kind of like a just a thing I do on the side. And I actually kind of turned a leaf here recently, because there's all kinds of stuff out there about, UFOs, and there's videos and stuff. I mean, it's unexplainable stuff. But I'm almost totally convinced now, all this stuff that we're catching here with now in the information age and cell phones and all these videos and stuff and all this proof you can see of UFOs, I'm not saying they're aliens, but to me now, it's all this stuff that you're seeing is actually human technology that's been around for a long time. For example, there was a viral thing. There was some explosions in space, and everybody saw it. And, people say, oh, we don't notice. The Space Force is already basically blowing up Chinese satellites. So this is all human activity. But because we're not even we're not even allowed to know when they first invent this stuff that goes on in space or all this technology. So it's like we don't even get the basics. So then when you see like a project that's been going on for 30 years and you see the final output, but you're not even allowed to know any of it's going on, of course you're going to think it's alien technology. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Actually, the last time I got to talk to David on air we were discussing the suppression of a nuclear technology that was developed in the 60s and perfected in the 70s. It's called liquid fluoride thorium reactors, which is a molten salt reactor. And that should be the solution to our problems. If we don't want to go totally exotic, we can just do the molten salt reactors. They had a working model of it at the Oak Ridge Laboratories. And he ran with that subject for a while. I didn't get back to speak with him after he started talking about it, but he recognized that it was involved in the petrodollar and how the suppression of these technologies is how they keep the system of control over us in place. The petrodollar is a control mechanism.
Well, of course, I mean, and then you kind of look into that, and then I think it was Venezuela trying to team up with China, and I forget who the other country was, to try to get themselves out of the petrodollar, to try to do something to prop up their failing economy under socialism. It's all very complex, but to go back to what we were talking about in an earlier segment, it's all about control. I mean, you know, it's all
every
about
time.
Control.
Always comes down to control.
But, you know, President Trump did say in his inaugural address, you know, we're going to release the secret technology. We're going to give it to the public. And, you know, we'll see if that happens. But, I mean, for the most part, Trump's been a man of his word. I'm not saying he's perfect. There's still a lot of things that need to be done. But, I mean, he signed the bill for the, I forget the name of it, like right to try. So that's kind of a way to introduce some of the, at least, you know, the suppressed technology may stay suppressed because the levers of power have already done so. But now it kind of gives an avenue for new technologies that have not been suppressed yet because of the Right to Try Act.
Yeah, that's not free, though. You'll have to pay for it out of your own pocket, the Right to Try stuff, the experimental stuff. But real quick on the shutdown. I think President Trump has the ability to accept the House bill that funds the wall and ends the shutdown by using Article 2, Section 3 powers in the Constitution. He can actually call the Senate into session in what's called an executive session and make them vote on the House bill, as long as we do it before the end of the session, you know, which is January 2nd.
And can't Pence do a nuclear option on that too?
Well, it's sort of like the nuclear option. This is more the constitutional option where the rules that the Senate has built for itself over time disappear. There's just simple rules of the Constitution that are in a constitutional session that the president can call. It's called Article 2, Section 3. Under extraordinary circumstances, he can call the Senate back in. He doesn't need all of them to be there. He just needs a quorum of 51 senators. We have 51 Republicans. So he should be able to get that passed with only 26 votes of the Republicans. They don't have.
Well, I was going to say, because not all the Republicans are going to vote for him. I mean, you know, Flake isn't going to.
Right, but the Federal Reserve Act passed into law with only 43 votes in the Senate. So if we can pass that big a piece of legislation with only 43 votes.
You know what, though? How about this? Because you're talking about an executive order. Let's actually pull this up, guys. Let's find out how many executive orders Obama signed in his first 4 years in office, and let's compare that to where Trump is at, and let's just say, you know what, President Trump, let's just have you keep up with Obama. He'd probably have to sign like 100 executive orders. I don't know the numbers. Let's look at this.
Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Continual state of war since we bought into the idea of a permanent standing army after World War II. We have a Saudi-led attack on Yemen, on the port, escalating in just a 24-hour span, at least 150 people killed after weeks of deadly fighting. Tens of thousands of people have been killed in Yemen. Any reporting on that? No. They don't care about the lives of people. They don't care about the lives of these Yemenis. They don't care about the lives of their own soldiers. And they don't care about the principles that these soldiers thought they were fighting for either. The principles, just like the lives of the soldiers, are expendable in these manufactured wars for empire. And we've got something that is much more dangerous that is coming up right now. We're coming up to a cycle in human history, a generational turning point. And again, you should read the book Fourth Turning if you haven't. Strauss and Howe went back 500 years in American and English-British history to see this recurring cycle about every 80 years having a major restructuring of society. Frequently, these restructurings are accompanied by wars. Things like the Revolutionary War, the Civil War, World War II. Those were all forthcoming. Now, as we talk about resurging old demons, that's what I see coming. I see history being recycled. And when you have these standing armies, when you have these politicians who have an empire mindset like Macron, who are trying to accrue and concentrate power to themselves, those are the elements that create things like World War I. Because it was the type of thing that the founders had always looked at Europe as having, these constant, eternal European wars. Not a remaking of society. Because, you know, people look at that and they say, that was a just war. That was a justifiable war, whatever. They look at the Revolutionary War, the Civil War. They look at the World War II and they say, yeah, that was a time when we were really fighting for something. World War I, they weren't fighting for anything. Patriotism was summed up by Smedley Butler. He said, talking about true patriotism, he said, we fight to protect our home and our Constitution. So we fight to defend our lives, to defend our lives. Not in foreign wars of empire, not for regime change in the Middle East. We fight to defend our homes. He said everything else is a racket. It is organized crime. And he was exactly right. When we fight to defend our Constitution, we're fighting to defend our values. That is what nationalism is about. Patriotism is about fighting to defend your homeland. Nationalism is about fighting to defend your political system and the values embodied in that political and legal system, in our Constitution. And if we had stuck to those values, we would have never been drawn into World War I. Maybe Emmanuel Macron should read the writing of our former president, James Madison, the father of the Bill of Rights. He said, throughout Europe, the armies kept under the pretext of defending have enslaved the people. And quite frankly, that is the true purpose of Macron's EU army. He's not going to be putting that up there to protect them from foreign invasions. He's inviting the foreign invaders, the fifth column, coming into the country. He's opened up the borders. He's part of the globalist open border cartel. He is not going to defend people. He's going to use the army to attack the people who object to that, who object to having their homes destroyed. Armies and debts and taxes are the known instruments for bringing the many under the domination of the few.
More classics there from David Knight. This is the David Knight Show. I'm filling in for David Knight here this morning, Owen Schroyer. David is having heart surgery right now. Our thoughts and prayers are with him. And we've got some more calls lined up here that want to share some thoughts about David, some prayers for David here on the air. So we're going to do that on the other side of this short break. It's the David Knight Show. It's InfoWars.com/show. And we'll be right back.
Truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It is Monday, December 31st, 2018, New Year's Eve morning. Owen Schroyer here filling in for David Knight. Our thoughts and prayers are with David as he is having heart surgery this morning. And we've been taking some calls with some of David Knight's vast audience, sharing some prayers and thoughts, and we'll be going back to your calls here in just a minute. And I was asking the crew to find out how many executive orders Obama signed in his first term versus Trump, and we have those numbers. Obama, in his first term, signed 147 executive orders. So far, Trump has signed 91. So I, based on my very basic math skills, Trump is actually on pace right now to exceed Obama as far as the number of executive orders is concerned, which something as far as my principles are concerned, I'm against. However, for the right reasons, I suppose, I can support President Trump signing those executive orders. But he's pretty much on pace with Obama for the most part. In fact, on pace to have more signed than Obama, truth be told. In fact, truth be told, Obama actually signed less than Bush and Clinton before him. But it's about the nature of these executive orders. And the whole reason I'm saying this is because we have people calling about executive order for the wall, executive order for this, executive order for that. And I'm simply saying, I just say, if Trump is going to keep the pace he's at and keep pace with Obama when it comes to executive orders, I just hope he really critically thinks about what executive orders to sign and what can be the most impactful ones to actually cement his vision for America and to actually follow through with his promise to make America great again. Because to me, that means rebuilding our infrastructure, repatriating some of these funds, stop funding empire building and nation shifting and regime change in the Middle East and bring that back to our infrastructure, protecting our border and protecting our culture and our way of life. To me, that's making America great again. And that means arresting the likes of Hillary Clinton. So, yeah. In fact, how about an executive order? Arrest Hillary Clinton. I could be down for that. But anyway, we're going to go back to your phone calls here because we got a bunch of callers lined up that want to share a prayer and a thought for David Knight. But, you know, David Knight is one of the great hosts here at InfoWars. And being able to expand our live broadcasts every day to 10 hours a day, which started as the Alex Jones Show 22 years ago, came the Alex Jones radio show, massively popular, millions of viewers, which is now 4 hours a day, and expanded with the David Knight Show in the morning. Of course, myself, the War Room, Roger Stone in the afternoon. But David is one of the anchors here, and he's one of the best. And the reason we're able to bring in people like David Knight and bring in a crew to run his show and support him here every day is with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. And you know, quite frankly, folks, these expansion shows cost InfoWars money. Now, in the overall goal, obviously, you hope that, you know, you can increase audience size and you know, continue to build an audience base and build more customers and people that shop at InfoWarsStore.com. But when you launch a show with a huge crew and everything, it costs a lot of money, and it's tough to fund those things. And so really Alex Jones basically just takes one on the chin here and basically just invests his money into InfoWars and expanding our broadcast instead of making money. But it's your support at InfoWarsStore.com that makes that possible. So my device as a host here is we got all these great supplements, and you've got right now the biggest sales going right now at InfoWarsStore.com for the end of the year, with free shipping, a free gift, 50% off, and more, all InfoWars Life supplements. But my device as a host here is, with so many great products and all the stuff that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, I want to tell you about something that I use every day and that I know, because of my continued use, is a total winner, a total just victory of a product. And I'm talking about Bodies. And the reason I'm talking about this today is because over the weekend, I got back in town from Christmas. I took about a week off work to spend time with family and friends back home. And when I'm back home, I don't exercise and, you know, I eat and I drink and I'm not the healthiest person. So I got back in town, and Saturday I spent 3 hours at the gym basically just trying to work off everything and sweat off everything and just basically kick my own butt. And I want to get back at the gym today, but, you know, I'm still feeling some soreness and some achiness and some inflammation, specifically my legs. So I hit the Bodies. Now, normally I do two after a workout to kind of mitigate any soreness the next day. But today I'm actually going to do two before my workout and two after my workout. Because on days like this where my legs are still barking from the workout I did 2 days ago, and I still want to get back in the gym, Bodies is the answer. And there's so many different things out there that people use, and it's all complex, and a lot of it's really expensive. This is just a proven, time-tested, pure formula, which is the best turmeric extract that you can get for better absorption into your muscles, into your joints. And so for my personal use, this is just the go-to for me. If I'm sore and I'm thinking, man, I'm too sore to go for that run today or to play ball tonight or whatever the deal is, and I just take the Bodies and it just Bodies is the perfect way. It just eases it away. Just like, oh, man, your legs are sore. Hit the Body, just, and then you're ready to go. So that's my use for Bodies. That's why I love Bodies. That's why I use it every day. But other people like to it because they work on their feet for 8 hours a day and their feet get sore. So boom, they hit the Bodies. Some people just with age or with wear and tear have soreness and inflammation in their ankles, their knees, and they take the Bodies just because of daily soreness that they deal with. Totally natural product. You're not going to get any of these negative side effects, and it works. And so that's why we sell it at InfoWarsStore.com. In fact, what is Bodies right now, guys? Is it 50% off, 60% off? 60% off right now. So take stock up, get 10 of them, and you'll be set. So that's how everything we do here is possible. All right, let's jump out to a phone call before we take this next break. Let's go to Cindy in Idaho. Go ahead, Cindy. Thank you for calling.
Hello. It's such an honor to talk to you. I have been listening to you guys since you started, and I'm amazed at your wisdom, all of you. I just want to thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
I would like to add a little bit to the prayer for David. During the prayers, if people would remember to just thank God for his hands with those surgeons, and thank God for giving the family the strength and David the strength to make it through this. Saying thank you acknowledges to God that you trust his will. And I just adore David. I adore all of you. And this is hard, but I know he's going to be okay. So having said that, I love your products. I'm with you on the Bodies. I was in a near-death accident years ago, and I've tried several things for the inflammation. And the one thing that's helped me more than anything is the Bodies.
Well, I'm so glad to hear that. I mean, that's why Alex wants to get the best product and market the best product, A, because he knows we're under attack, but B, because he wants someone like you that's been searching for something to help you with an ailment or something, and you can only find it at InfoWarsStore.com. So that testimony right there, Cindy, your testimony, that is everything. That is why we make these products. And then you see how it pays forward. When you invest in us, we just give you more opportunities to share InfoWars, more broadcasts. So your support, Cindy. And you know, Cindy calls in. Look at Cindy calls in. She supports us with prayer. She supports us by getting the product. So thank you, Cindy. Thank you so much. Wow. And your thoughts and prayers for David are not going to go unheard and forgotten. So God bless you, Cindy. It's people like you that make it possible. So, you know, don't thank us. Thank you for making all of it possible, Cindy. We'll be right back. Bringing us in here. It's funny, American Psycho, a movie with Christian Bale, features Huey Lewis in the news in there, in the soundtrack. And Christian Bale, I love his work. He has some liberal viewpoints, but he's not some raging liberal. But anyway, I digress. He's in the movie Vice, and the crew was just telling me how great it was. You know, and they just here's the thing about movies these days that I think is sad, and I think it's really what's killing the movie industry. And with Vice, it's a different story. I mean, it's based on Dick Cheney, so obviously it's going to be political. But like, every movie has to have some political bent to it, and it just destroys movies. And it's just like, and so, you know, here, I don't even know why I'm talking about this, because we were talking about it in the break, and Vice is out right now, but it's like, having a good movie, like, isn't even about having a good movie anymore. It's all about, did you virtue signal enough? Did you make a message of politically correctness or cultural correctness or something, like the Black Panther. I'm sorry. Did anybody actually like that movie? Like, I mean, I know people did, but like, I'm a movie connoisseur, okay? I reviewed movies actually professionally for years before I even started here. Like, I would have given that movie like a nothing because it's just not good. Oh, but see, but because they had a whole virtue signaling thing about being, you know, oh, it's all black actors and actresses and it shows that Africa is the best thing ever. And then, oh, so it's the best now because it virtue signals. So it's the best, even though as a movie, it sucked. Unless you just like, you know, a bunch of graphics and a plot that really makes no sense. But that's what people want these days. So that's what everything is. And as long as you have some political, liberal, social justice, virtue signaling bent, they say, oh, it's a great movie, even if it's just garbage. But I'm digressing off into something that's irrelevant here. I want to thank all the people that are calling in today. We've got just over half an hour left of the show here before Alex Jones goes live at Infowars.com/show. But I want to thank the audience for reaching out today and calling in and sharing their prayers and thoughts for David Knight and his family. I'm filling in for David today. It's actually my first time ever hosting for the David Knight Show. Tough role to fill. Someone that is so calm and collected and measured and educated in his broadcasting. So it's been nice to just kind of take your calls and hear from you and let you carry some of this weight today too. So let's continue that trend and go to Pastor Sam calling in today. He's in Mexico today. Go ahead, Pastor Sam.
I just want to say that I love David Knight and that he's my friend. I had the opportunity to meet him in person in Branson, and I've been a big fan for a long time. One thing about David Knight is that even though he's the grandfatherliest of us, and even though he's got this jovial, jolly Santa Claus presence, he is a man that the evil of the world want dead because he has spoken out on constitutional issues. On all the whole InfoWar, he's the only guy that uses the language of the Declaration of Independence about the consent of the governed and about the right of a human person to amend or abolish a government that has run amok. And because of that, he's the target of a lot of assassination attempts and evil wishes around the world.
Well, and you know, David is honestly, because a lot of people like to, you know, talk about the Bill of Rights and the Constitution and everything when it's convenient. But David is actually the real deal when it comes to that, and so well-studied and consistent with that. He's always been that way. And, you know, when you talk about the attacks that David is under, obviously, I mean, this is something that it's hard to really talk about and explain. And perhaps you could comment to this effect as you're already kind of going down that road. But, I mean, I've felt it. And, I mean, you know that there's people out there that actually, it's like we're praying for David Knight. We're praying for a recovery. We're praying for the doctors to be at their best and for their hands to do the work of God and to do their best to get David up and running again. And it's all good. And we love David and we love each other. And so it's all this positive energy that we're trying to send David Knight's way and just get God's attention onto David this morning. But just as we do that, there are people out there that hate us, that pray to the devil to destroy us. There are people that send evil demons to try to destroy us. There are people that put hexes on us. And I mean, I don't need to go into details. I deal with this crap. I mean, I actually deal with this stuff, not actually going out into the physical realm and seeing these demons show themselves. I mean, they cast demons onto us here at InfoWars. And so this is a serious thing. So that's why we need your prayers, folks. That's why Alex needs your prayers. That's why David needs your prayers. Honestly, the physical stuff, like, I don't even almost care about that to a certain level. Like, it's one thing to deal with it and cover it and to try to fix it. But, like, I mean, the spiritual stuff to this is, it's unspeakable at times.
I could not have said that better myself, Owen. And I'm glad that the veil is beginning to be peeled back and that people are starting to see the war that we have in the invisibles, and to take up their sword and to be people of prayer. The only thing that I'd like to add to that is that the ability to mourn as we Americans do is a luxury of the garrison. It's a luxury of being in our peaceful castle. That's not, and I'm not an unemotional person. people that know me and have walked with me know that there's ups and downs, and there's love, but there's also a holy rage. And for the soldier in the foxhole, when somebody gets clipped or somebody gets badly wounded, they do not have the luxury of being able to focus on that. But it is time to let holy rage take over and to advance and to take out the machine gun nest. And that's where we really have to be right now. Just over the weekend, there was an attempt on the life of the Colombian president, Iván Duque, who I don't trust, but this is a key ally in military action against Venezuela. And this is happening all over the world, Owen. It's happening all over the world. And dang it, it's time right now to just tighten up our belts, to get up, and to be ready to rumble.
Well, that's another thing, too. When you talk about the world, I mean, there's a lot of developments going on worldwide that tie into all of this. And for the most part, it's not that it goes uncovered. It's just because we're not in these countries and we're so wrapped up in our own selves in America, we don't even realize the significance of this. Like Brazil, their new president, Bolsonaro, is saying, hey, we're going to have a Second Amendment down here. We're going to start arming the people, and that's going to be our way of deterring some of this gang violence. So, I mean, that's a major sea change. Whether you like it or not, like you said, this is an impactful thing for the whole world to see. And we don't see, I mean, Americans don't even see what goes on in their own backyard. They can barely even comprehend what happens in their own backyard. So it's tough to kind of get them to understand the worldwide significance of some of these movements. But Pastor Sam, thank you so much for calling in. I know that you're praying for us every day, but specifically a special prayer for David Knight today. So thank you so much for calling in, Pastor Sam. All right, we got a couple segments left. Again, folks, I just want to thank everybody for calling in and sharing their thoughts and prayers for David Knight and his family. I'm filling in for David today, doing my best. He's in the middle of heart surgery, and God is with him, and God is with the doctors right now that are performing that heart surgery. So the next challenge for the doctors and David Knight, once the surgery is completed, is just getting David to take some time off and rest. But he's going to be trying to break the shackles and get right back in this chair. But right now we pray for David.
Broadcasting with the power of the First Amendment. It's the David Knight Show.
Last couple of segments here for the David Knight Show. Owen Schroyer filling in. David Knight undergoing some heart surgery right now. We're praying for him. In fact, guys, let's get all these callers. Do what you got to do. Get these callers lined up. I'm going to take these calls in the last two segments because it's just been great hearing from the callers, just sharing their thoughts and prayers with David, for David. And I was going to play some of these segments, some classical David stuff. But you know what? I'd rather just take your calls and just get your thoughts and prayers. But real quick, this video came out over the Christmas weekend. 41% of Americans surveyed didn't know what Auschwitz was. That included 66% of millennials. Now, my takeaway from this is this just shows you how ignorant Americans are. And you can, I mean, look, this is, nobody's surprised by this, but you can apply this to almost anything. I remember in, what was it, like 2013 or 2014, whenever the situation in Russia and Ukraine with the Crimea was like the biggest story, and what we were going to do and our involvement and the Soros groups backing involvement and all this stuff. And I remember one night just doing a social experiment, not even filming, but just doing a social experiment, went out to the bar. And I was just walking around the bar asking people if they knew about Crimea. Do you know where it is? What's going on? Have you heard of it? It's like 95% of the people were like, no idea. I probably talked to like 50 people that night at the bar. And then there were a couple people that knew, that heard of it, but they had no idea what it was or where it was. And it's look, I understand, there's all kinds of information. Nobody's supposed to know everything. But it's just like just general stuff to like be informed about history and geography. It's like, you get nothing. And believe me, I'm not acting like I'm not the pot calling the kettle black. I mean, until I took the red pill, I was, you know, it's like I can still, because I have a photographic memory, I can sit here and still just ring off like baseball stats from like all the years of my childhood, like who hit the most home runs, how many they hit, the length of the home runs they hit. I mean, literally, that's how invested I was in sports growing up. And I just sit here and I just think, like, imagine if I had applied that to something that actually matters. And it's not like I sit here and have some regrets over it. It's just 41% of Americans surveyed didn't know what Auschwitz was. But I bet you 141% of them know who Tom Brady is. I bet you 101% of them know who LeBron James is. You know, I bet you 90% of them know, you know, the record for like most touchdowns or something, or who won the Super Bowl last year, which has zero consequence on the real world. But, oh, like knowing world history, who knows that? Who's got time for world history when there's a football game on? And again, I still like sports. I'm not saying you're a bad person if you watch or like sports. The point is that Americans, specifically at youth ages, invest so much into sports, and then when they become an adult, they just know nothing about world history or how the world works. And I just feel like this survey that Vice News put out, 41% of Americans surveyed didn't know what Auschwitz was, is just the perfect example. Yes, those same 41% of people who Tom Brady is, they'll all know that. And who Tom Brady's married to, and how many Super Bowls he's won, and how many touchdowns he has, and his favorite wide receiver. But, you know, world history, world events, you know, we don't know too much about that. Not interested. Let's go to, we'll let you guys finish putting that out there. And then let's go to Wild in Wisconsin. We're going to take a couple more calls here in the final two segments. So let's go to Wild in Wisconsin, who wants to share some thoughts and prayers for David Knight here this morning. Go ahead, Wild.
Merry Christmas, Owen, and Happy New Year to you and all the InfoWars staff. And, of course, thoughts and prayers for David Knight. I've listened to him since he started. And I always liked him because out of the three of you, no offense, and it's not a good or bad thing, he's the most calm and collected. And with such complex subjects, it's really important to be calm and collected, especially in kind of spreading the word. But I wanted to make some comments on 2019, if that's okay.
Ahead. Yeah, sure.
I don't know if you're aware of this, but I'm just kind of giving you a heads up for next year's news today. But 2019 is going to be the 50th anniversary of the moon landing. It's going to be, I think, a big deal.
Don't set me up here.
To 2019. No, I'm not setting you up. Don't worry.
No, I know. It's just funny because there's all kinds of jokes out there.
I wanted I wanted to hear your opinion if it's a hit or miss, or on whether you think in the future, instead of the frogs turning gay because of the pesticides and herbicides and chemicals, if pesticides and herbicides and chemicals will convert people into incestual or trans or even more weird things than that.
Well, the science is already out there that backs up what you're talking about, and it may not be going on at a grand scale now enough for the average person to realize it. But look, I mean, again, it's a delicate thing because there's real situations. And then you have the PC nature of the whole topic of discussion. But look, homosexuality, transsexuals, or all the different stuff that there is out there, that stuff, it's not like it's, I mean, there is cases, there's real stuff out there, but it becomes this weird, like, PC, like, trend. It's like, oh, but now anybody and everybody just wants to say they're transgender, and then if they say so, you're not allowed to say anything, even if they're behaving like a jerk. But look, it's a fact. And people say, well, you can't say that, you'll offend somebody. Well, no, look, if I get hit upside the head with a hammer and I'm now suffering from a malfunctioning brain, for you to come up to me and say, Owen, you have brain damage, you got hit upside with the hammer, that's not saying, oh my gosh, how dare you say that the hammer is causing the, how dare you insult this person that has brain damage? How dare you insult them for what caused their brain damage? But it's like, no, look.
I'm trying to get to a different angle.
But there's chemicals in the food and water that have been scientifically proven to mess with our biology. That is a fact. It happens to animals. It happens to humans.
Maybe I should kind of clarify. That was kind of jumbled. You know how like the gay bomb, right? How Alex Jones has talked about that. Do you think
that's a government project? They were working on a gay bomb.
Do you think in the future they could use similar technology to make like pedo bombs or incest bombs to mess with people's minds that way?
Well, I think that the effectiveness of a quote unquote gay bomb was never really, it was never really there. So what do? You just put food and chemicals in the water, which get us maybe, let's say, a success rate. Let's say you're actually trying to turn the population gay. And so, let's say you want to stop human procreation. And so your idea is to turn the population gay. And so you put chemicals in the food and water that say 5 to 10% of people that ingest it, their biology changes, or say they have some homosexual tendencies or something. So there's just science behind that. As far as like whether that could make somebody whatever sexuality, or you're talking about into a pedophile or incestuous or something, I don't know. I've never seen anything like that. It sounds far-fetched. It wouldn't surprise me. But there's all kinds of crazy stuff out there now too where, they don't need to put a food and chemical in the water. With the 5G technology and the cell phone in your pocket, they can blast you with some wave, almost like, if you can conceive it, it's probably been done. Like in I forget the name of the spy movie, guys. What's it? It's a great movie. The Kingsman. The Kingsman. Yeah, where they have the cell phone that blasts the wave that drives people crazy and they start killing people. I don't know what lengths they can take this technology, but it's already out there. There's already food in the chemicals and water that's been scientifically proven to mess up our DNA. All right, we got one last segment, and we're going to take the rest of your calls on the other side. We'll be right back. Segment of the David Knight Show today and for 2018. Filling in for David Knight, I'm Owen Schroyer. David Knight having heart surgery today, and we've been praying for David all weekend since he suffered a heart attack, praying for his family, and it's been great to hear from this audience sharing your thoughts and prayers with David as well. And that's how we're going to conclude the David Knight Show for this year and for this day. We're going to go back out to your calls. It's just so great to hear from this audience. It really is a family, and it's your thoughts and prayers that get us through really everything. But specifically today, we're going to be pulling through for David Knight as he pulls through after this heart surgery. So let's go to Alex calling in from Michigan. Go ahead, Alex.
Thanks for taking my call, Owen. Really sorry to hear about David, and I just have a couple of prayers I want to say so you can get to the other callers, but also, I want to say the immune wall from InfoWarsStory.com has a reishi mushroom, and reishi mushroom is really beneficial to the heart. And you could just search all the studies on that, the NCBI studies online. You can look that up if you want. Reishi mushroom, InfoWarsStory.com, by the immune wall. Here's my prayers. Let's just do it. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us our bread. Give us our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, that we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours forever and ever. St. Michael, the archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protector against the snares and wickedness of the devil. St. Raphael, the healer, healed David as he healed young Tobit. You healed his blindness. Let's heal David's heart right now. St. Gabriel, the messenger, let's stay connected with God and keep everyone connected with God and hear God's will. And let's just do a Hail Mary for the heck of it, Owen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus Christ. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now at the hour of death. And Jesus Christ, just watch over David and make the surgeon's hand true. So the surgery is just goes perfectly and nothing goes wrong.
Amen, Alex. Anything else?
Just a quick quick plug again, the immune wall at InfoWarsStory.com. That's super healthy right now. I know this time of year people are going to notice if they have any health issues, it's going to manifest this time of year. So just, you know, stock up on those products from InfoWarsStory.com so you don't, it's just preventative medicine, you know. You're just preventing, you're taking action to ensure you have a healthy and pain-free life and that you can just go out of this world dignified.
Well, and you know, we sell these products, and a lot of people don't understand. I mean, you look at people, I mean, heck, Ray Kurzweil, this is a guy that wants to live forever. I think he takes like 80-something pills a day. So, I mean, the smartest people in the world are taking supplements to protect their health and their longevity, folks. I mean, this isn't some thing that we came up with out of the clear blue sky. No, this is a proven method using supplements to increase your health, which is a tough thing to do in the modern day and age. I mean, it's tough to find healthy food. It's tough to get the vitamin and nutrients you need. So we just give great supplements, and there's all kinds of stuff. There's Extendawise. There's all kinds of, we got fish oil, krill oil, the immune wall, like you said. So there's all kinds of great stuff. You do your research and find out what you need personally, and most likely you're going to find something at InfoWars Store specifically for whatever it is you're looking for. So thank you so much, Alex. And again, free shipping store ride right now, folks, at InfoWarsStore.com. Let's jump to Bobby calling in from Oregon. Go ahead, Bobby.
Hey, long-time listener, first-time caller. Thank you very much for allowing me to get through. It's the most important time to call because basically David Knight has taught me so much about the Constitution, libertarianism. My biggest fear, though, is it just, honestly, I think that it kind of mimics Andrew Breitbart in a lot of ways. We have to be a little bit skeptical of heart attacks and things like that, especially with people that are exposing the truth in this great awakening.
Well, there's no doubt, and anybody that's done the research knows that people have invented what they call a heart attack gun, and there's all kinds of other stuff out there. You know, I don't need to get into the specifics of this, but, you know, David had some heart issues, and, you know, doctors are doing what they can right now to take care of that.
Sure. Well, God bless, and let's defeat these globalists together, man.
All right, Bobby, thank you so much. Let's go to Sally calling in from Texas now. Go ahead, Sally, you're on the air.
When I first heard about David, I was very upset. I said a quick prayer and prayed again last night, and when I woke up in the middle of the night, and I know all of us info warriors out here are praying for him and his family, and I just wanted to say the word that came to mind, stalwart. The David is a stalwart knight, pun intended. I've learned so much listening to his show over the years, and you know, we all feel like family, Owen, so just want him and his family to know that we're sending out our prayers.
Well, and I got to say, too, I mean, David Knight's family, first of all, he's a family man, great father, but his family does a lot for InfoWars, too. I mean, we've got family that works here. His wife, Karen, does a lot of great work for the David Knight Show just because she loves him and she loves our message. So, you know, the Knights are very important here to InfoWars, and we know that the InfoWars family knows that, and that's why your prayers are so important and why they've been so resounding.
Well, and we pray for you. And the whole InfoWars team and all your family, because y'all are fighting a good fight for us. So, and I take, I'm looking at all my supplements as I'm talking. I got all the super, super blue stuff, my Winter Sun, my X2 Survival Shield, my mineral, my vitamin mineral fusion, and my HeartWise. I don't know. I got too many of them, and they all work great.
Well, it's your support that makes everything possible, Sally, and I'm not trying to patronize you, but, I mean, look, I didn't even take a vacation this year. Alex takes vacations. It doesn't stop working. I was actually trying to get some time off here at the end of the year. I was supposed to be off today, and it's just like, you know what? I got to be here. You know, we got to be here. We got to help each other out, and how can I take a day off now? I mean, how can I take a day off now in these important times when I'm needed? I mean, I, you know, and everybody here at InfoWars understands that. And you know, we come together. But it's your support. It's your endearing support. It's your never-ending support that makes me not even think twice about taking a day off in times like this. It's like, you know what? I got to be here, and it doesn't matter what the repercussions might be. But
too, let me tell you. But I hope David comes back and kicks you out of his chair.
Physically, too. Physically. Although maybe not. He might need to rest a little bit.
Where you belong.
Trust me.
I listen to all of you.
Well, trust me, nothing would make me happier, Sally. Thank you so much. All right, one final caller here today on the David Knight Show. Let's go to Larry, also in Texas. Go ahead, Larry.
Hi, Owen. first of all, amen to all the prayers for David. You had a caller from the Padre, I guess, from Mexico, was saying, he said something about he felt like David, it was analogous to a fallen soldier, and I feel the same way about him, because I've been listening to Alex since 2001, and you know, to have a voice, and I have sort of gradually figured out that it is a war against evil, and that we're all under attack. And David makes all that very clear, and he also interjects all the constitutional and liberty-minded qualities that we should all have, and the understanding that that's why we fight. Also his knowledge of history. And I just want to say also that a lot of people have said that you know, David's more measured and everything. And yes, he sounds more measured because he has an approach that's educational. But he has just as much fire to me in his voice and disgust as anybody that I've heard on any of your shows. So I just want to say that. And you know, just you're all equal, I said, Alex has really been a great force in my life for opening up things for me.
Well, Larry, thank you so much for your kind words and your support over all these years. And we're ending the David Knight Show here today, right now, the final David Knight Show of the year, and it's with good news that I conclude today's broadcast. We've actually heard for the first time from David's family here from the surgery. David is out of surgery. It's concluded. It went well. He's doing well. And that's all thanks to your prayers and support and just God's grace. So thank God for your support. Thank God for your prayers. Thank you guys so much. David Knight out of surgery. He's going to be back. He's going to make a full recovery, but he needs your prayers in the process. So I sign off for the David Knight Show with good news. David Knight doing well after surgery. Thank you so much for your prayers and support. The Alex Jones Show starts now.